You know, Bartholomew was not a common household name. Very few would name their children Bartholomew, right? Maybe one popular one that we know, maybe Homer Simpson named his son Bart Simpson. But Bart is far away from our saint, right? Very little known of about Saint Bartholomew, except that he would perhaps preach the gospel all the way down to Persia, part of Armenia, and even to India. Very little was known. But according to tradition, he was martyred by being skinned alive. Imagine that. The pain of being skinned alive. And we must ask ourselves, what gave him that courage to endure that much pain, being skinned alive for Christ? Perhaps this is where we have to go back to the gospel reading itself. First, Jesus saw Nathanael or Bartholomew from afar, just that he had saw each and every one of us before we even know of him or know him. Jesus knows us since the beginning. He knows us and he calls us toward himself. And the second, hear the words of what Philip told to Nathanael when Nathanael or Bartholomew was questioning the validity of Christ. He said, "Come and see." This is what the life of discipleship is all about. Come and see, not just knowing up here. Come and see and follow. Following Christ, loving Christ, sitting at the foot of Christ, listening to him and learning from him, and deepening ourselves so that we can follow him each and every day. Bartholomew is not famous like other apostles. Not a common household name either. Very little was known of him. But I think St. Bartholomew can teach us the lesson of simplicity. Because Jesus himself said, there is no duplicity in this man. He have a simple and pure heart. What you see is what you get. Bartholomew teaches us what it means to be simple, to be genuine, to be real, so that we can perhaps call it out when we see Jesus and follow Jesus, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. This is the lesson I think that we can, each and every one of us, can learn from St. Bartholomew, the simplicity of heart, so that once we have come and see, we follow, we love. And if it's according to God's will, if we have to give up our life for him, we already know why. Why? Because he has first saw us, he has first loved us, he has first called us, and all we can do is to follow him, even if it's mean to die for him, so that we can have eternal life with the one who first loved us.